Chapter 11, in which our heroes waive the opportunity for any promotional assistance at a critical juncture in their adventure by initiating an unwinnable duel with that droll beast, MTV. Tabitha Soren, MTV News host. Hitting the road in June, we hear, will be Motley Crue, who recently returned to the scene with a new, self-titled album, their first in 4 years, and their first with John Corabi, who's replaced original vocalist Vince Neil. We spoke with the crew recently about the new album, the new sound, and the new guy. When we brought up the old days, however, things got ugly. Take a look. Voiceover. Motley Crue is back, and with a new album and lead singer, they say they're bigger and better than ever. But in a time when metal groups are having trouble staying in the top 10, do the fans even care? It was only a few short years ago that the group was fronted by Vince Neil. The new one is the first with former The Scream lead John Corabi. Tommy.
It's a pretty natural evolution. When John came in to audition, we were looking for a singer. He came in and strapped on a guitar. We were like, whoa, what's going on? And we started jamming, and he was like, hey, check out this riff. It was just real natural for us to jump on the riff as a band and all jam together, and all of a sudden the sound got twice as fat, and all these things just naturally started coming, so it just kind of really flowed and happened and did its thing.
Voiceover. And with Corabi now in place, we thought we'd get the deal on the much-publicized falling out with Neil. Interviewer. What happened with Vince? Nikki.
We'll save that for the book.
Tommy. Laughs. Nikki.
We don't want to talk about that. No one cares anyway.
Voiceover. Okay, but do they care when their former bandmate sustained several broken ribs and internal injuries while jet skiing a few weeks ago? Nikki. Laughs. Nick.
My heart goes out to you. Hey, what happened to the coral reef then?
Nikki.
Oh, man. Hey, when 300 pounds of blubber landed on the coral reef, you know there was some dust flying around.
Mick, singing, Girls Just Wanna Have Lunch.
How come they don't weigh a ton?
Nikki.
Okay, here we go. Now you know that's going to be run.
Voiceover. At least the group showed they still had a sense of humor when asked about women, fire, and hairspray, the main components of their videos in years past. Nikki.
Dude, that is a bleep stupid question.
Tommy.
Dr. Feelgood wasn't like that. Same old wasn't like that.
Nikki.
You know what? Let's knock the interview off. This is bleep. Getting really stupid.
Women, hairspray, and fire? Removes microphone clip from jacket lapel and rises to leave. On-air collage shows scenes from Motley Crue videos. Women at strip club from the Girls, Girls, Girls video, hairspray spritzed at the camera from the Home Sweet Home video, and fire exploding around Tommy Lee's drum set from the Wild Side video. In the background, there is an audio loop of Nikki complaining women, hairspray, and fire, synchronized with the corresponding images on the screen. Nikki.
Dude, who wrote those questions?
Rest of band walks out of interview.